T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Dick Gallagher.
Good morning.
It is going to be an exciting week of high school football action. Looking at last week's week 5, most touchdown passes went to South Park. Mekel Hepburn having 5 touchdown passes. That's amazing.
And then also Zach Boyce from Kenmore West passed for 424 yards and 4 touchdowns. And he excels at 4 sports for the Blue Devils.
Those are some impressive numbers last week. Let's talk about week 6 high school football action. First game we are highlighting, Eden at Tonawanda.
Right, and for Rick Weber and the Raiders, the key players, C.J. Schroeder, Josh Rice, Tyler Robinson, Brandon Halleck, Charlie Pazek, Austin Schroeder, and Chris Pazek. And for Tonawanda, Joe Kelly and the Warriors, key players, Jason Fraser, Marty Letko, Caden Herman, Rob Wilcock, Mike Butch, Jaden Yanirali, and Mason Fritz. And I'm going to give the edge to Tonawanda playing at home.
Game number 2, East Aurora Holland at Pioneer.
And for John Swinich and the Blue Devils, the key players, Shane McSwan, outstanding linebacker and athlete, Connor Boss, Jake Rogers, TJ Marsh, Ryan Maloney, Lucas Giuliano, Jonathan Staniszewski, and Jared Montgomery. And for the Panthers and Jim Dupre, the key players, Denton Tilley, 6'5", 250 pounds. Other players, Tyler Ely, Trey Hill, Aaron Doyle, Josh Owen, Carson Hurlbut, who's an outstanding kicker, Trevor Harrington, and Clay Ting. Giving the edge to the Panthers playing at home.
Our third game of the week, week 6 of high school football, is Kenmore West at Hamburg.
And for John West and the Blue Devils, the key players, Zach Boyes, Kenneth Mosley, Jacob Alvarez, Julian Hill, Colton Lowe, Cicero, Javon Lee, and Eric Nicotera. And for Hamburg, for Jeff Tripp and the Bulldogs, key players, Logan Garzo, Spencer Dix, Gino Bruce, John Haberman, Dominic Manzella, Mike Billy, and Nokel Evern, giving the edge to Ken West.
And Dick, last week, most yards receiving in all of the high school football action is from a player at Ken West, Eddie Vanna, 171 yards.
And Eddie put on a show along with Zach, and the Blue Devils are going to be in the playoffs.
Game number 4 we're looking at, and I remind you, Kiss 98.5 stays neutral on the following game.
Legends!
Orchard Park at Lancaster. Now, someone in the studio is a little bit overexcited today.
Legends!
What do we got, Dick?
Hey, Weez, do me a favor. When Lancaster's going to be on Kiss, take your medication.
Legends!
And the game, Orchard Park at Lancaster, for Craig Dana, the Quakers, key players, Mike Pataki, Jacob Schull, Matt Wagner, Tristan Lancaster, Jack Sharp, Tom Hollander, and Chad Gloss. And for Eric Rupp and the Legends, key players Connor Mahoney, Sean Davis, Jason Manziel, Matt Marsner, Ethan Jurkowski, Nick Castellano, and Gianluca Fulcinetti. And before I make my prediction, Weez, the record for opponents that Orchard Park played, overall, 5 wins, 20 losses. No opponent has a winning record. For Lancaster, their opponents, their record's 10-15. 2 teams have winning records. I'm going with the Lancaster playing at home and giving the edge to the Legends.
Woo!
Woo! If Orchard Park wins, which they are very capable because they have an outstanding team, I will be bringing humble pie to you, Wheeze, next week.
Legends!
Wait, good. We're always hungry. We love pie.
Was there just money handed to Dick Gallagher? Did I just see that happen before he made that prediction? Is that what's
going on right
now?
You don't need to bet. The Legends are going to win. You don't need. There's no money. I don't want to take Dick's money. That would be mean.
I don't know what the University of Orchard Park is going to do with that, but we will take the prediction and see what happens. Week 6 of high school football action. Dick, do you have a word of the week for us?
The word today is gift. Yesterday is history and tomorrow is a mystery. Today is a present, a gift of 24 hours for us to enjoy the journey of this day in life. We learn from the past, but we don't have to relive it. We don't need to worry about the unknown since it hasn't happened. We need to understand that we're all of a gift and we need to stay focused on our goals and to work to make a difference and make things happen. We also need to know that playing football tonight is a gift. By tomorrow, this day will be just a memory, so why not do something special in these 24 hours, like making a difference to help your team win? It's prime time, show time, game time, your time. Make sure you leave everything on the field.
And just like a gift, we're going to wrap it up. That is the Friday Night Lights Report on KISS 98.5.
Legends!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.